This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
We love talking to people here at Her Society, especially those from unique backgrounds and experiences. Our next guest is from Ohio, USA, and her songs are autobiographical in so many ways. We can't wait to hear her story. Please welcome independent artist and inspirational woman, Diane Chidesta. Hi, Diane!
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're going really well, and thank you so much for joining us on Her Society. I know it's like a different time and a different world over there right now in Ohio, but we really appreciate your time, so thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely.
Just reading up about you and your past, really, it's very you're very autobiographical in your songs. You really sing from the heart, don't you?
Yes. Well, this is the first time that I've always been a writer that has written autobiographically, if that's how you say that word. But this is the first time I actually recorded them and put them out there for people to hear, which is kind of a It makes you feel a little vulnerable there, but I'm proud that I did it.
Yes, you've gone pretty out there with your songs in terms of, you know, putting yourself out there as well. And one song that caught my attention was Hostage, because you're from a Methodist background and your father was a minister as well. So that must have been really hard, you know, trying to come out and find out who you are amidst that environment.
It was very strange. You know, I remember being in high school and I was so confident that homosexuality was wrong because it wasn't natural and what the church taught. And then, you know, a couple of years later realizing, I think I'm gay, you know, and suddenly your world just flips because, you start wondering where that puts you. And it's very hard to talk about it with anyone around you because having the background that, you know, the church is, I don't want to use the word that they're against it, but they're by far not in favor of it. And with how society is adjusting to it, my family was adjusting to it as well. They were very torn with what the church was saying was wrong or right. And then on top of that, I was their daughter, and they didn't want me to go through a lot of the hurt that you know, you see when somebody is coming out, when how society can treat a young female just because she's lesbian or a male just because they're gay. Some of the anger that surrounds that or the hatred that, and so there is a very protective structure around me, which is what the song Hostage is talking about.
And I've got to say, too, it's funny because yesterday I was filling out a questionnaire for this interview I was doing for this particular magazine, and they asked me, you know, about certain rejections I experienced in my life, because I went to an all-girls Catholic school, and I remember when I had my crush on my homeroom teacher in year 8 or 8th grade over there in America, you know, I felt I couldn't talk to anyone about it because, you know, it's so anti-homosexuality when you're in that environment too. So what kind of outlets did you have? Did you have anyone to talk to?
Well, you know, that was what led me into my first relationship, and it was a very strange relationship. The woman that I was involved with was actually 16 years older than me, but a big reason for that attraction the big reason for that attraction is because she was older, more experienced, she's already been through it, and she was my outlet. So a lot of my conversations at first, and just for me dealing with it, were going to this woman, which, you know, you can imagine, 16 years difference in age, that just led to a whole other world of problems. And songwriting.
Yeah. Well, there. It's actually so interesting you say that, because my first girlfriend was actually, I think, 12 years older than me. And I think it must be like a Catholic schoolgirl or a religious schoolgirl thing that, you know, when we first have our relationship, we pick someone older.
I know. Well, you said you had a crush on one of your homeroom teachers, and I remember a lot of my teachers, I was like, yeah, why do I want to go see them after class so frequently?
Yeah, you're volunteering to be a geek, and that's so not cool.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to find them here.
Well, fantastic. And tell me a little bit more about, like, were there any kind of, I know you said you got into a relationship with an older woman and you got to kind of, you know, have an outlet that way. Did it kind of take a while for you to find your feet in your own skin in that sense?
Absolutely. And it's still something I'm moving into. I'll tell you, I was from a small town in Pennsylvania and I moved to the Ohio area, which isn't a significant jump, but it was for me, and as far as being out, there is no talk of being gay, or actually Jessica and I right now are in a small town in Pennsylvania, and we were walking down the street today and almost accidentally held each other's hand, and we thought, gotta hide it here. There's such a struggle there, and then, you know, moving to Ohio, we began to be open a little bit more. But we have such a long way to go that I think, as far as being an artist and having to take that a step further to be able to talk about that to an audience, especially being a newer artist, has been a challenge as well. As far as, okay, what do I discuss? How much of me do I put out there? Because you don't want to scare anybody away. You want them to get to know you, but you also want to put out the real person that you are. And with the CD In the Skin, I mean, that was all what it was about, how you just phrased it, you know, finding yourself, what it feels like to be in your own skin, kind of feeling as you're hiding or putting something away and having to confront that and be a little more open, stepping outside yourself and how vulnerable you feel and how exposed you feel at the same time. But it needs to happen. It's a step forward that's helped a lot.
Wow.
Sorry, continue,
yeah. Diana.
What's that?
I said continue, Diana, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, I recently did the CD release party for this show, and I stood on stage and for the first time telling a story about the song Hostage, and I said that I am an out lesbian, and the audience applauded, you know, and cheered it. And it was hard for me to come out and say that at that moment, but they already knew. It wasn't like a shocker, but it did feel good to announce it and actually put it out there.
Wow. Well, I was going to say to you as well, because when you're saying to me that, you know, earlier today you were walking down the street and you almost held hands and you had to think twice about that, I think sometimes we're from Melbourne, Australia, you know, same-sex marriage or civil unions hasn't been passed yet, but we're pretty lucky because we work for Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. We run events for lesbian people. We, you know, most of our friends are out and proud, and we can walk down the street holding hands and not probably have to think twice. I kind of forget sometimes that there are places in the world that, you know, even America, when you think of America, you're like, oh wow, it should be very liberated and different in that sense. But you kind of forget there are patches there that aren't, and it must be quite difficult for you in a sense, because you're out but you kind of are not completely out.
Yeah, you know, there are times you have to go back in. And that's happened, but I know we were really drawn to her society because it showed us, especially being in America here, seeing what the difference is. And, you know, it was exactly what you say. I feel I'm out, but there are times when I have to go back in. And, yeah, that affects a lot of what happens around you, especially some of my friendships and relationships with my family have been affected because you can't ignore a major part of your life. And when it has to be tucked away or not talked about, you know, sometimes there's nothing to talk about as a result. And it gets really challenging. And I think it was even a step back today, when I said, walking down the street and realizing we couldn't be affectionate just because you don't know, you forget about that fear that still exists because people feel that they have the right here to control it in a negative way. You know, you could get hurt if the wrong person sees you and doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's so true. Hey.
I know. So we're moving to Australia.
Yay!
Yeah. You guys have any places for me to play there?
In Melbourne, where we're from, it's got the best live music scene, and the energy of this city is... A lot of people in Melbourne, I mean, Sydney is the biggest city in Australia. Melbourne is the second biggest. It's like the LA-New York thing going on, but Melbourne has the New York energy in the sense that it's very artsy. It's very... people have their eyes open here. And so I think you'll fit in really well, Diana.
All right. Cool. I'm in.
Yay! Now, I was going to say to you as well, like, do you guys go to California much? Because there's a great gay community there in West Hollywood.
Absolutely. I actually have not visited California yet. Jessica has. And when you were there, I know you didn't want to be a part of this, but when you were there, did you find a good community?
I mean, I was in L.A. There wasn't. I was with great people, though.
One of the things organizations were trying to get involved with is PFLAG, which... originates from the San Francisco area, and that is dealing with helping families that have children that are coming out, helping both ends, helping a child know how to present the information and helping families receive that information. So PFLAG is an organization that I feel if I would have gotten involved with sooner, my coming out experience would have been a lot different. And so we're starting to do a lot of work with them just to even raise the awareness that they're in every community so that more people coming out know they at least have a support group there to help you.
Wow. That is, yeah, I know, we do, and we kind of forget that there is a plethora of networks here, and it really does open our eyes. And I've got to say, too, if you do ever come down to the Melbourne girls scene, let us know. We'll try and hook you up with a few gigs.
All right, let's do this. We're gonna be on it this week. That would be amazing.
And can I ask, how did you girls find out about her society?
Was it Facebook? Facebook, we found. Yeah, no, I know we found you on Facebook. I don't remember exactly. Well, okay, Jessica, who is my business partner, we started a label together, and my partner in life, she's my girlfriend. That's what I'm getting at. She's obsessed with Australia. Every 5 minutes, she's giving an argument why we should move there. She probably typed in something about gay people in Australia, you know, and found it. But I know it was through Facebook that she tracked it down. And once we became connected and we were familiar with, we saw a couple of some of the ads that you did or some videos that you posted that were just showing how the community is in Australia. And then, we were just attracted to the openness, the vibe that you're giving off. You know, it's almost like a constant celebration and just being that we liked.
Wow. Well, I can reassure you girls that not everyone in Australia is like us. They're not as crazy. They are crazy, but not as crazy.
All right, that's good. That's good to hear. So you hook us up with some gigs and then some nightclubs to go out to when we're done playing, and... Yeah, we'll probably just stay there.
Yay! No, it'll be a great time. I think you'd really enjoy it here. And because your album, you know, In the Skin, you were talking about, you started your own independent record label. Did you want to head down that track of independence in that way in terms of releasing your tracks?
Yes, there's a new attitude. I don't know how new it is, I think, but it's more apparent now of this big business operation with everything in the music industry. Especially, you have all music is owned, and I'm not exactly sure how it is in Australia, but in the United States we deal with Live Nation really has bought out everything, and receiving airplay and getting your music out there, it's all controlled. Who's going to get radio play and who's going to be on tour? And so Ani DeFranco is an artist that I kind of took a lesson from as far as how to operate. And she started her own record label and created a business on her own where she had the outlet for music. And so that was what we decided we would have to do. We hear a lot of no. You get a lot of, we get turned down a lot because we have to build our own reputation on our own. But the payoff is incredible because you can turn around and see, you just played to a sold-out crowd. And you know you did that all on your own. So it's a good feeling. When there's a positive reaction to it.
And, you know, you were saying before about how your sexuality was kind of difficult for your family to accept. Do you think they'd ever rock up to one of your gigs to see you play?
Well, we're working on that. With the release of this, the new CD, as I talked about, I exposed a lot, especially with the song Hostage, and I think that was even more for them to kind of adjust to. You know, being a musician, it's a scary career. There isn't a lot of job security with it. You never know what city you're going to be in, where you're traveling to next, and I know that they worry. So I think that in time, they will not only be at the shows, but we'll be connected strongly again because they're my family. And the truth is, all of their actions are actually happening out of love. But we just have some things to kind of work out a little bit to get rid of some awkwardness that's surrounding the music and my career and life at this point.
I see. Now, Diana, we have a game we like to play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? Now, we're not going to ask you for your phone number because we already have that. It's where we have 50 questions numbered between 1 to 50, and you pick 3 random numbers, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
I would love to play.
All right, hit me with a number.
All right, let's do 7.
7. What is your shoe size?
Ironically, it's 7.
Hey, there you go. 7 yay. Yours.
All right, how about 15?
15. What are 3 things you can't live without?
Ooh, I cannot live without... Can I say sex?
Yes, you can say sex. All right. Okay, yes. The other two?
The other two, I cannot live without music, and I cannot live without, I'm gonna go romantic here and say without Jessica.
Aw, so sex, music, and Jessica. I'm sure the 3 of them are intertwined in some way.
They are. When the 3 of them all meet up at one time, it's beautiful.
What? That'd be like the ideal climax, I'm sure. But, well, that's for another show.
That's for our next interview.
Hit me with the last number, Diana.
Let's go with 42.
42. What is the most beautiful thing that you have ever seen?
Oh, my. You know, I'm a huge fan of water, and a big reason I live in Cleveland, Ohio is because I love the lake there, and there are a lot of times when I just go and sit and look at the view, and you can see the skyline of the city, and if you look over to the other side, you can just see a lot of scenery, and I think probably just sitting on the lake, looking over Lake Erie, is one of the most beautiful moments I've had.
Wow. What star sign are you, Diana, just out of curiosity?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
What star sign are you, just out of curiosity?
I am a Gemini.
Oh, wow, I thought you would be a water sign, because you love water.
Really?
Yeah, I love air signs. My best friends are all air signs. They're all Geminis, Aquarians, and Libras. But I'm a water sign myself, so I'm seeing a water-air thing going on here.
I see. Okay, well, I'll tell you, I love looking at the water, but sometimes being in the water shakes me a little bit, so.
Fantastic. Well, Diana, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Jenny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Jenny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.